My name's Andy Slaughter. I'm the Labour MP for Hammersmith and I'm the Shadow Justice Minister.
So how important do you think the not-for-profit advice sector is?
It's absolutely vital. I've known that for the 30 years I've been working with not-for-profits in London as a councillor and as an MP and just as someone living in London. These are absolutely vital services and I think that's the thing that the current government just doesn't get. They're not an optional add-on extra. They are things which give access to justice, advice, support, particularly to vulnerable people, particularly to those who cannot manage their own affairs at time of crisis.
So what role do you see them playing?
Well, the role that independent advice centres, CABs, law centres play is a very diverse one. It can be from giving small bits of practical advice through giving representation or advice on representation right up to higher levels of appeal. And I think that's the key to it. The advice sector can help you out in all sorts of difficult circumstances. And that's not a coincidence. That's something which has evolved often differently in different areas to give the sort of support that people need. They might be migrant communities, they might be poor communities, they might be people living in social housing. But the advice sector complements people's needs, but it acts as a check and it acts as a guarantee of quality on the statutory sector, i.e. it makes sure that government and business and local government does its job properly.
So we're going through tough economic times. What are your thoughts on the sector remaining viable and sustainable?
I have to be honest and say I don't think we've seen such a difficult time for advice. Because what you're seeing is multiple attacks. You're seeing attacks from cuts in local government and central government funding, obviously the legal aid cuts which are coming in next year. Even charitable funding is difficult to achieve in a bad economic situation. I think we will see agencies go under. I've seen 2 out of 4 in my own constituency close in the last 2 years. Of course there will be an advice sector left. What we need to make sure is that it is a sustainable sector when times get better, so that when the recovery does come, we are able to build up again to where we were before.
What opportunities do you see at the moment? Do you see opportunities?
The only opportunities I see are for continuing lobbying, and I think that is going on. The advice sector, by definition, is articulate, is resilient, and it can do the same job for itself as it does on a daily basis for its clients. And I am going to meetings, to conferences, to protests, if you like, against what is happening. And I think that there is a real will, not to be self-sustaining in its own right, but to represent the most vulnerable in our society who need their help. That hasn't changed over all the decades I've been involved with advice, and that in the end is what will sustain it and make sure that it continues to represent the people who need it.
So what examples have you seen of innovative advice services adapting to the changing climate?
Well, some of them happened because they've had to, and so for my local law centre is looking at taking some private client work in order to bankroll the voluntary work that it does. My local CAB is being told if it wants to stay in premises it has to run the local library at the same time. Now these may not be ideal, but they're both doing whatever it takes to get through these difficult times. But I think they're also being adaptive in sort of positive ways, better use of technology, better networking between themselves. Our local advice network has set up again to bring all the agencies together to see how they can share out the limited resources as best they can, and that's clearly a positive development.
You've been involved with the legal aid bill. How do you see the future of the sector post the legal aid bill?
We haven't yet seen the impact, obviously, of the legal aid cuts, and yet advice centres are already closing. So alarm bells are ringing about what the cut in starts in London means, about particularly in areas like immigration, but also welfare benefits and housing. And even where legal aid is being preserved, the cutbacks are so severe that it's doubtful whether some either private firms will continue doing legal aid work or not-for-profits will be able to survive, because what is left and what is fundable is such a small part of the whole. Therefore, I think what we will see is an attempt to bring in other funding, to do other work, so that the kernel of what is there in those key social welfare areas is preserved.
What would your advice be to the sector in terms of having a collective voice?
Well, I wouldn't presume to give advice to advice, and I think that one thing the sector is very good is at representing itself. There have been gains as well as losses during the passage of the legal aid bill, so we have seen the £20 million additional for advice centres, which wouldn't have been there unless the government had been forced by the advice sector to give that, because campaigns like Justice for All and Sound Off for Justice did a very good job at challenging the legislation. So we want to see more of that. We want to see, yes, engagement with government, because, of course, you have to engage with government, whoever is in power, but also challenging the assumptions that government has made, that somehow people can exist without advice services, that somehow the state and the private businesses can go ahead without being regulated in the way that they are by the challenge that the advice sector brings.